Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dom's Daily Dose. This is the podcast that brings you into the mind of someone who battles schizoaffective disorder, what I deal with on a daily basis, the general chaos that goes on, and just ranting in between, because I do live a normal life, despite having this illness. So it is a good thing that I guess scrub through my timeline, because I just noticed that I had my last podcast. It was in with this one that I'm recording. That would have been awkward, to say the least. I probably would have caught it. Well, I did catch it, but as I'm watching the graph slowly fill the screen, I don't really have a episode plan, I guess. Although I do, I want to talk about workbooks. I can't find anything on workbooks, so I don't know. I'm just going to have to wing it. I have to put in my head, too, that I don't have to have, like, set in stone information. Like, I can just have a podcast. I don't want to, like, I shouldn't say I don't want to. I want to have a podcast that's informative, of course. I don't want to fall into the mindset that every podcast has to be informative in some way in terms of having information. And my cat just joined me. Lady, would you like to say anything? Nope, that's a no. If you hear hum, that is my fridge. I will try my best to get sniffed by the cat. I guess I'm doing a great job. She was sniffing the mic. I hope that picked up. That would be cool. I should make one of those cat videos where, like, they stick the mic in a cat's face and record it. I don't know if it'll pick up, though. Oh, well. Anyway, I wanted to do a podcast that kind of goes back to writing, and I wanted to do one about my workbook. I believe that I said that. Now, I have been doing a horrible job at doing what my last podcast was about, which was writing. I'm trying to, like, find. I have a book that I write everything. And yeah, I'm, like, skipping ideas. I'm still gonna do them. But, you know, you, like, write things down, then you want to, like, do those first. So I found it. And the writing tip was for doing a journal. It helps me to try to structure myself so I can share important issues with my care team. And just, like, me in general. I haven't been doing that. I have no idea why I haven't been doing that. I need to focus on journaling, because there's definitely some nights where I don't feel too kosher. I feel really sad, especially in the nighttime. Nighttime really gets me. That's when I'm, like, really depressed. Don't know why. During the day, I'm not as depressed, but I don't know. Maybe there's like some spooky depression demon that comes out at night. At least for me, anyway. I also do want to write also to storytell, to do creative writing, which I discussed before, and create poems. How fitting, because it is almost Valentine's Day. I do not have a Valentine's. I am single. Probably for many, many reasons. Anywho, that's a different story. That could be a story time. But I'm not saying it's because of my mental health. Not all because of my mental health. Although that has played a factor in some relationships. But I digress. Writing, which I should be doing, would remind myself of my self-worth and why I even belong on this earth. So, this is why I should be writing, but I don't. I'll write my podcasts down. I just won't write these things down. A way to allow others into the way that I see the world. That's what I'm doing with this podcast, so that's totally fine. Put that down. I have a very special guest, Lady. She's just chilling out with me this whole episode. It'll only be another 10 minutes, not even. I'm sticking to... What am I sticking to? 20 minute long, if not that. Because especially with these kind of podcasts, like... So I have ideas, but I don't want to do that. Anyway. If you hear more page turning, it's... Well, it's because I have my workbook out. I will try to talk into the microphone. I'm afraid to put it on the keyboard. Okay, it's not going to stop it. Okay. So, I have a workbook. It's called Social Anxiety and Schizophrenia. There's plenty workbooks that are tailored toward specific mental illnesses. I happen to go for this one for my first workbook. I haven't done much. Just a little bit. Anyway, it says, be prepared for anything. Love yourself first. And I'll just be turning the pages and giving you, like, an idea of what a workbook would entail. And a professional. So I'm gonna... Entries are today I am grateful for, and they're like worksheets, and there's also other stuff that I'll go over soon. So this worksheet is designed to help you practice gratitude. Make as many copies as you want. Okay, we sure will. And then some of the prompts are something that happened to me recently that I am grateful for. I'll pause. That's when you, like, fill in your answer. Wow, why are you breathing like that, lady? Okay. You're GG. Someone who is always there for me, and I really appreciate. Shout out to the best friend, Stephanie. She is always there for me. Someone I look up to, and why? Well, I just look up to Lady. So, she's a cat, and that's why. Any further questions? The best thing that happened today? Something that made my life easier? Someone I love spending time with, and why? I smiled or belly laughed today because a song that makes me happy. Something I was able to do for someone else that made me happy. Because, you know, we have to spread the love even if we don't necessarily love ourselves fully. Something that has changed my life for the better in the past year and how it has impacted my life. I look forward to simple pleasures I enjoy. Something or someone that has inspired me and how. That's just the first worksheet that I came across. I'll just give like descriptions of like some of these. So I won't like do what I just did. So another worksheet is positive thinking helps situational depression. And then also there are just things that like they help guide you. So like 25 positive thinking affirmations. Kind of ties into what I said in my last podcast that I want to make positive affirmations. So, you know, they'll give you some. And then, yeah, they'll give you some to start with. If you need two of them right now. I am blessed. Everything happens for a reason that serves me. And then, you know, there's like quotes within the book. Every step that I take to move forward allows me to grow stronger by the day. 30 ways to think positively, and they give you examples. I'll point that out so, you know, it's not a worksheet. That way you know it's not a fill-in-the-blank type of thing, because sometimes it's kind of hard to start worksheets that are like that. I definitely know that from when I was partially hospitalized. God, I don't even know how many times. At least 3 that I was partially hospitalized. Woo! What a doozy. Challenges I will overcome. So that's a worksheet that you fill in. Top characteristics of a happy person, and they give you some listings for that. Another quote, every step that I take to move forward allows me to... Yeah, I just said that. So, okay, I see repeating. No, they're not. Today I'm grateful for. Different from the first worksheet. And it gives you examples to fill. 25 positive thinking affirmations, which they give you. Lady, why are you breathing like that, dude? 30 ways to think more positively, and they definitely give you some of those. I'm just skimming through the book. This is what this podcast is, just skimming through a workbook that I have. Top characteristics of happy people. I know I said that. I don't want to find it, but it gives more examples of that. I definitely think there are, like, some. Yeah, there is. I just haven't, like, really, like. I think they're different? No, they're not different. Okay, well, I didn't really, like, go through this book fully. So, like, that's the gist of it. So that way you can, you know, fill it out day to day, because it'll change. Another worksheet is positive thinking to help situational depression. And that's a worksheet, I said that. And challenges I have overcome, that's a worksheet. And then they have a SMART goals worksheet. So that's S specific. What exactly do you want to accomplish? What is the desired results? What do you want to achieve it? How do you plan to achieve it? Be specific. If I am taking a little bit to read it, it's because I don't have much light in here. So that's S. M is measurable. A is achievable. R is relevant. T is timely. And then, you know, they tell you, like, how to do that. And, wow, I should have, I don't know. I thought this, like, I don't know, I kind of thought this book would be, like, jam-packed. But it's not. It's repeating, and I don't like repeating. I mean, I guess repetition. Okay. We're done with that. That was it. That was like the whole book. There are others. If I remember, I will definitely link some, which I will definitely make a mental note to, so that everyone has the information in case they want to get their own workbook, which would be great. And that's definitely going to do it for this episode. I have managed to take a rambling podcast and turn it into something beautiful and exquisite, just like all my listeners. Beautiful and exquisite. If you have an idea for a topic, make sure to reach out to me. I will leave my link tree in the description, so that way you can connect with me. I have like my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So just drop me a line if you want to know like something within my crazy world, or if you want me to talk about a subject and give like my view on it, because that's another thing that I would love to do with this podcast. Like, if you want me to give my view on, I don't know, McDonald's bringing back High C Orange, which I read that they are. Well, no, that's a bad example, because just a drink. I don't really, offhand, I don't have any conspiracy theories about, well, not conspiracy theories. I guess delusions. There's no delusions there. It's McDonald's. But I think you know what I mean. Like, if something, like, pretty, like, important, I guess, that you want to want someone with schizoaffective to talk about, I will be more than happy to oblige. And, of course, if I'm comfortable to do so. Because there are some moments where I don't really feel comfortable about talking about certain things. But also, it's important too, because this is the premise of the whole podcast as a whole, to get my viewpoint, my crazy, 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 crazy world viewpoint. Alright guys, I'm gonna end it here. Have a great day, have a great night. This helped you, share it with others, and I will catch you guys in the next one.